So today we're going to be doing the mindfulness of breathing practice again. But before we start that, I just wanted to read something about meditation that I've just found from Sangharakshita. Yeah, and it's quite a clear explanation. So a lot of Buddhist practice can seem very self-absorbed, in a way it is, especially at the stage of the path called samadhi, which means one-pointed concentration. But there's no healthy alternative. If one is to be effective in the world, Buddhist meditation is a clearing of the decks for action, a transforming of unskillful and unexamined mental states into integrated and refined energy, for a purpose beyond self-absorption. He also goes on to say that concentration is the natural outcome of spiritual bliss. It increases with pleasure, and as pleasure turns into rapture and then bliss, this process of deepening and refining pleasure has the effect of deepening one's concentration even more. Samadhi is what arises naturally when you are perfectly happy. In other words, to the extent you are happy, to the extent you are concentrated. This is a very important characteristic of samadhi and should be clearly distinguished from the forcible fixing of attention that is often understood by the term meditation. It's a question of motivation. If you're looking for an experience of pleasure or excitement or bliss in meditation, the result is going to be as superficial as the motive. So the answer is to allow a natural unfolding of the whole being to take place through steady application of mindfulness. So, as I said 2 days ago, when we practice mindfulness can be described as a non-judgmental, moment-by-moment awareness. In a way, we're looking to be present with whatever is. So we want to notice what's happening. And in a way, this all ties into our theme of spontaneous action and choice. You know, if we can see more clearly what's happening in our experience, in our being, what our reactions are, then we have a choice how we respond, rather than being driven by habits or reactions. Yeah. So I thought we'd just go into the first part of a body scan type thing. I just want to explore sensations a little bit. There's one way of looking at working with sensations, especially if it's painful or uncomfortable. Let's drop the word pain, unless you do experience real physical pain, but sometimes our experience can be a bit uncomfortable. And one way of working with that can be to just label it pleasurable or uncomfortable. And that just kind of changes it, and it will pass. So we're going to also look at embodying our experience a bit more on one hand, but also using the breath to anchor us so that we don't get sort of pulled around by our experience today. And just a reminder to meet or greet your experience, a bit like Rumi's guest house, the poem I read a couple of days ago. Whoever your visitor is, to greet them with a smile and let them sit at your table till they're ready to leave.